Have you ever noticed how some people navigate life's challenges with remarkable ease, while others remain perpetually stuck? The secret might be simpler than you think. It's all about the questions you ask yourself. Questions are the invisible force that shapes our thoughts, emotions, and actions. They determine whether we spiral into blame and defensiveness or open ourselves to learning and growth. The questions we habitually ask create our reality, directing our attention, framing our perceptions, and ultimately determining our results. When we change our questions, we literally change our lives. This isn't just positive thinking. It's a practical approach that has transformed countless careers and relationships worldwide. The beauty lies in its simplicity. By becoming more intentional about your internal questioning, you gain the ability to change your life's trajectory in any moment, regardless of external circumstances. Imagine standing at a fork in the road. One path, the learner path, begins with questions like, "What happened?" and "What can I learn?" generating thoughtful choices and positive outcomes. The other, the judger path, starts with what's wrong and who's to blame, creating defensiveness and strained relationships. Having good judgment, making discerning choices, differs from being judgmental, attacking yourself or others. Judger manifests as both self-criticism and criticism of others, both equally destructive. The key insight, either you have your judger or your judger has you. We're all recovering judgers who can't eliminate critical thinking but can learn to manage it through awareness. Real power comes not from avoiding judger entirely, but from how quickly you recover from it. This framework liberates us from perfectionism. By accepting our judger tendencies rather than fighting them, we paradoxically gain freedom from their grip. When caught in judger mode, the switching lane offers a path back to learner thinking. Pause and ask yourself, am I in judger right now? Do I want to be in judger? And where would I rather be? These questions interrupt automatic thought patterns and restore conscious choice. A gymnast who constantly asked, "Will I fall this time?" kept falling during practice. When she switched to, "How can I do a great job?" her performance transformed. Your questions affect you physiologically and set your intentions. For reactive thinking, the ABC choice process provides an escape route. 1. Aware. Recognize when you're in judger mode. 2. Breathe. Pause to gain perspective. 3. Curiosity. Gather facts rather than assumptions. 4. Choose. Make an informed decision based on complete information. An investment banker nearly abandoned a promising opportunity after judging a CEO as arrogant. By applying the ABC process, he recognized his judgment, paused, became curious about the CEO's behavior, and chose to investigate further, leading to one of his most profitable investments. Remember the difference between blame and responsibility. Blame, a judger habit, keeps us stuck in the past, focused on fault-finding. Responsibility, a learner habit, opens us to possibilities and moves us forward. True innovation requires valuing not knowing, embracing uncertainty as the starting point for discovery. Have you noticed how some meetings energize while others drain? The difference often lies in the questions asked. Questions focused on gaps and blame create a judger standoff, where team members defensively protect their territory rather than finding solutions. High-performing teams balance inquiry, asking questions, and advocacy, making statements, creating a learner alliance where members work together to explore new approaches and possibilities. Innovative teams cultivate psychological safety, an environment where members feel safe to take risks, admit mistakes, and share incomplete ideas without fear. When leaders model learner questions like, "What's possible here?" they signal that curiosity trumps certainty. Signs of a judger standoff include circular arguments, blame shifting, and resistance to new ideas. By introducing questions like "What matters most?" or "How can we build on each other's ideas?" leaders shift the dynamic toward productive collaboration. Teams making this transition report higher engagement, better decisions, and more innovative solutions. A question not asked is a door not opened. While traditional brainstorming reinforces existing thought patterns by focusing on answers, Q-storming uses questions to identify knowledge gaps and open new exploration paths. For example, when facing declining sales, instead of immediately suggesting we need better marketing, a team might ask, what do customers value that we're not providing? Or what market assumptions might no longer be true? Q-storming reveals blind spots and challenges assumptions. Questions like, what would our competitors do differently, help identify potential pitfalls and opportunities beyond conventional boundaries. This technique especially benefits diverse teams, integrating different perspectives, uncovering hidden concerns through questions like, how does this impact different stakeholders? The process typically evolves from broad, exploratory questions to specific, actionable ones, ensuring teams address root causes rather than symptoms.
When leaders abandon the need to have all the answers, organizational dynamics shift dramatically. Quiet team members share innovative ideas, meetings transform into discussions, and people listen to understand rather than respond. Our questions don't just reflect reality, they shape it. Some worry that learner mode makes leaders appear soft. However, learner tough differs from judger tough. Both achieve results, but learner leaders build loyalty and respect, while judger leaders generate fear and compliance. Others fear learner thinking slows decision-making, yet judger thinking wastes time through mistakes requiring correction, damaged relationships, and missed information. Inquiring leadership evolves beyond conventional approaches that emphasized authority and having answers. In complex, rapidly changing environments, asking questions that unlock collective intelligence becomes a leader's most valuable skill. This approach is sustainable because when leaders provide answers, they create dependency. When they ask powerful questions, they develop others' capacity to think independently, creating a virtuous cycle where the entire organization becomes more capable of navigating complexity and change. The inquiring leader model addresses modern workforce expectations, especially among younger generations seeking collaborative environments. By encouraging questioning, leaders unlock their team's potential while building resilient organizations. Try this. Ask yourself, why am I such a failure? Notice your body's response. Tension, constriction, a sinking feeling. Now ask, what am I learning from this situation? Feel the difference? Your questions directly shape your physiological and emotional experience. When facing unfair criticism, your natural reaction might be defensive anger. Instead, pause to ask, what might be true about this feedback, or what's happening for this person? These questions create space for thoughtful responses that preserve relationships. The ABC process combines ancient wisdom with modern psychology. Mindfulness meets practical decision-making. Its value lies in its simplicity during high-pressure situations. The goal isn't avoiding judger thinking entirely, but developing your observer self that notices thoughts without being consumed by them. This awareness helps you recognize when you've slipped into judger mode and switch paths. Remember, your questions create your reality. By cultivating learner questions, you transform your thinking, relationships, work, and life.